Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. A little bit of turmoil with the community colleges around the state. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking funding, workforce development, and distance learning with Mark Curtis, president of Great Basin College.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, and it's a fiery one, Dick Gamet, Greg Crawford, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time to this program, Mark Curtis. He's the president of Great Basin College. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Based in Elko, but going to other areas as well.
Yes.
I wanted to start out with a piece of news that broke yesterday, which was that Carol Lucy, who is the head of Western Nevada College, who had planned to stick around for another year until a replacement for her was found, abruptly resigned, and in her letter to the Board of Regents and her colleagues said that there had been no national start looking for somebody to replace her, and she was going to put her deputy in charge. On the other side, I understand that, that the Board of Regents was going to wait until she was done before they would start a national search. Your thoughts on that, and both of Western Nevada and your college are having the same kind of fiscal problems because of the way that the funding is now allotted.
Yes. Well, I've enjoyed my my time with Carol Lucy. She gave me lots of good advice, and we did commiserate a bit over some of the similar kinds of problems that both of us were facing on the financial front after the new funding formula. And she put in 14 long years with Western Nevada College.
And which is a very long time for a president.
It is a very long time. The average tenure for a president is about 5 years. So she put in a good long time, and she's very proud of her accomplishments there, and it's a wonderful college. What the plans are for the future and what the Regents had in mind, I'm not perfectly certain. It hasn't been revealed to me.
Were you surprised?
Maybe just a little bit, but she took a pretty firm stand on the budget issue this year, and it was obvious that in a way she was stating that she had given enough, or the college had given enough, and it was time to come up with some other approach.
When you look at the mission of a lot of the, I call them community colleges, but they're not called community colleges anymore. I know that's kind of the old school way of thinking, but the colleges, Western Nevada, Great Basin Community College, they're there to help develop the workforce. I mean, that's one of their main missions.
Yes.
And when you look at what you do at Great Basin Community College, a lot of it does deal with workforce development, welding, diesel mechanics. And that's to go to work in the mining industry. The mining industry we've seen has been hurting with that price of gold going down.
Mm-hmm.
When do you take a look at that and say, okay, now we see this industry over here hurting a little bit, maybe we need to dial some of these programs down, or is there still that need?
There's still a need. If you see what they've done in terms of workforce reduction, it's been in middle management. It has not been at the millwright, diesel mechanic, electrician level.
And not the hourly workers.
Yeah, they will hire all of those they can get because there's a constant shortage. So we have no intent of dialing that back. As a matter of fact, we have plans to expand our millwright program, and we just recently received a sizable grant under the Trade Adjustment Act, Community College Career Training Grant Act from the federal government.
So where and how do you recruit those students to go into those programs?
Well, word travels pretty fast that there's a good job at the end of that program.
So, I mean, are these kids in high school? Are these people who are already in the workforce who are coming back to find a second career?
All of the above. I would say the largest percentage would be directly out of high school. And they would come to us as 18 or 19-year-olds. There might be a few that have stopped out for a little while, and then we have several that come back to change careers. They've worked in retail or some other area for a while, and they've decided that that this is where they want to plan their future.
Is there a place for unemployed construction workers out of Las Vegas? This program plays in Las Vegas.
Well, we actually have a wait list oftentimes. Certainly construction workers would have the right kind of background, kind of a technical background that would lend itself to going through our program. But right now those programs are primarily in Elko, so they would have to come to
right.
Elko.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, with the way that the budget is now being reformatted, you know, where have you lost money, how much have you lost, and what programs are going to disappear because of it?
Well, over a period of time, we've gone from about a total budget of $20 million at Great Basin College down to, right now, we're at about $14 million. And we're going to go down a bit further than that. But the new funding formula rewards us for graduation, for what we call weighted student credit hours, or people passing classes. So the last thing that I want to do as president is cut out the stream of funds by closing programs. We're not going to close programs.
Well, let's talk about graduation, because a lot of people look at colleges like Truckee Meadows Community College, Western Nevada College, Great Basin College, that's not a place where you go to graduate. Sure, some people may go there to get an AA before they matriculate onto a higher institution, but a lot of people go there to improve skills they already have. So how does that comport with the mission of graduating new students to really help people use the colleges?
Well, there'll be people that will come and they have a particular idea of what they want, what their educational objectives are. And that is to, as you say, improve skills, take a couple of classes, and that's all they want to do. I would disagree. We'd call them full-time equivalent students, or if you add up all of the part-time students and push them into what would be a full-time equivalent. We have about 2,000 full-time equivalent students, and we're graduating over 400 students a year. About the maximum you could possibly graduate, if everybody was full-time and everybody was on track, would be about 800 or 900 a year, and we're graduating over 400 a year right now. So we are very much.
Okay, I'm confused with that, let's
hold up. Okay. Let's take a break. Let's make some money. We'll come back more with President Curtis after this, okay. And we'll unconfuse Paul.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mark Curtis. He's the president of Great Basin College based in Elko.
All right, Mark,
No, Mark,
I'll go with protocol. I said I was a little confused on the number. Okay. So you talked about 2,000 individuals when you put the part-time, you know, and you change them to kind of the full-time equivalent. Right. How many of those 2,000 students are in a degree track program, whether that's nursing or teaching? How many of those people?
Say more than half.
More than half. Mm-hmm. Now, some of those are two-year degrees, some are four-year degrees.
Some are even one-year certificates.
Okay, so we're not talking about, and I think that's where some people get kind of confused on graduation rates. You know, when you talk about graduation in higher ed, you know, they're thinking BA, but we're not talking about that necessarily here.
No. The way they keep statistics is to graduate with an associate degree or a two-year degree in 3 years. So all of the national statistics that talk about graduation rates and throughput are talking about 3 years for an associate degree or 6 years for a bachelor's degree.
Okay. Now, the graduation rates, you also include those one-year certificates.
We do. But we actually, when I say over 400 graduates, I'm counting individual credentials, certificates, associate degrees, bachelor's degrees. Each one of those represent a student that has graduated, but it might be in a one-year program, a two-year program, or a four-year program.
Now, you said earlier that you've seen the cuts already this year, you're going to see more cuts coming next year. Mm-hmm. How is that going to affect the school?
Well, we have a budget task force we've assembled. In the past, we've managed to manage this mostly through attrition. We're getting to the point where we might not be able to do that any longer. But it's something that I've tasked that group with looking at the critical aspects of the college first. And we kind of set those aside as something that we're not going to touch. Then we look at other areas. Also, we look at areas in which we can combine activities, become more efficient. As you may know, my background is manufacturing. I come from Michigan, and there we're all about efficiency and effectiveness. And you see what's happened in the automobile industry, having to get much leaner.
Let's talk a little bit about that distance learning. I know when I went to Great Basin, well, it was actually Northern Nevada Community College to take some of my pre-college classes. They had distance learning, so you could go and sit in a classroom and watch somebody teach at the University of Nevada, Reno. Are you guys taking full advantage of that distance learning component in Elko?
Yes, we're at the very forefront of that. We are probably further out in front than many colleges in the nation. As a matter of fact, recently when the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities did our accreditation, and we received a full seven-year accreditation, they said we are actually a national model for that and encouraged us to go on the road and talk about what we do. You know, we're in over 62,000 square miles of rural Nevada. And we have these two-way interactive video sites at over 20 locations throughout Nevada. And we also, about a third of our courses are online. So about a third are online, about a third are technology mitigated through two-way interactive video, and about a third are traditional face-to-face.
So you're hiring fewer professors and more IT guys.
Not so much. We still need professors.
Let me ask you. We've got about 45 seconds left here.
Okay.
The economy of Elko, is it still as healthy as it was? Because it looks like a lot of housing is being built, a lot of hotels are being built.
Yes.
Because there have been great shortages over the years. Are you comfortable that mining is going to be able to keep up to the level that will continue to make that grow?
I am. There's lots of activity. There's a new mine opening between Wells and West Wendover very soon, Long Canyon Mine. And they're doing a lot of oil and gas exploration. So there's a lot going on, and I think it's going to be booming for many years to come.
And that's a great note to leave it on. Thank you so much for being here. Please come back.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Great news, the housing market is improving, and now Fannie Mae and most major banks are allowing streamlined short sales with no documentation, no hardship, and full debt release. Call me today for more information.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 3:30 here on KRNV News 4.
Sonoma Soup and Salad in the Plumgate Center at the corner of Plum and Arlington offers a delicious salad bar, hot bar, pizza by the slice, homemade soups, beer, wine, and more.
There are two things you should know. First thing, shop Grocery Outlet first and save the most. Second thing, Grocery Outlet also has an amazing selection of wine.
And handcrafted beer.
Those are the two things I want you to know. You should
should also know about this great deal.
2 pounds of shredded cheese, just $4.99. Avia shoes, only $19.99.
Grocery outlet, a bargain market.
Step into the streets of Italy October 12th and 13th for the El Dorado Great Italian Festival. Pasta sauce cook-off, grape stomping contest, bocce ball tournament, free live music.
I've specialized in helping homeowners recover in Reno since 2008, and I've never charged homeowners for any of my services. So if you ever have any questions at all, call me today, and I'll be glad to help you out.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. Before we get to the PowerPoint panel, I just wanted to mention that Assemblywoman Peggy Pierce passed away from cancer. She had only appeared on this program once, but she was a feisty character. Whether you agree with her or disagree with her, she had her point of view and made it very strongly, and we send out our condolences to her friends and family. Let's go with the PowerPoint panel today. Dick Gamig is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems, and Greg Crawford, co-manager of Alliance Trust Company. Pleasure to have you all here. We're taping this on the morning of Thursday the 10th. Looking at Congress, what do you make of it, Dick?
Well, I think we need to put the playpen away, start acting like adults, and do something to get this nation going back in the right direction. And I am talking about the Democrats, the Republicans, the Tea Party, the president, the whole bunch of them.
Oh, okay, but let's talk practical, because all of that is good, but that's not, you know, you deal in negotiation all the time, mm-hmm. Your office does. So as you look at this, where is there room for a negotiation?
Right now, from what I've seen so far, Sam, unless something's changed in the last few hours, as you have Senator Reid over here saying, we're not moving. You have the Republicans over here saying, we're not moving. And you have the president in here saying, he's not moving. So I don't know where you're going to have negotiations or talking. Those are usually based on people wanting to talk and resolve their issues. But right now, that everybody's sitting there just... not in my turf, and that's what I'm talking about. That needs to change, or we're going to wind up in default. We're going to wind up with some really deep water over this whole thing if they don't get their act together.
Chris?
Look, this is not a normal negotiation. What you have on one side is saying, and Republicans are saying, we want this, and the president and the Democrats are saying, well, not at the threat of shutting down the government, not at the threat of breaching the debt limit. Now, think about it. The Republicans are saying, if we don't get our way, we're going to hurt the country. And most responsible people say...
You're always being pretty fair and even my-handed with this.
No, this is not an equivalence.
I wasn't taking any shots at
Democrats.
This
is not an equivalence debate. What you have are the Republicans threatening...
It sure as hell is.
They're threatening to hurt this country if they don't get their way.
And the Democrats are taking a firm stance saying, we're not budging.
Well, think about it. Do we want to set a pattern where Republicans can't get anything... say defunding Obamacare. Do we want to set a pattern where they hold the country hostage each time the minority party or the party that can't get its way says, I'm going to hurt the country unless I get my way, even though I don't have the Senate and even though I don't have the presidency? It's a very stupid approach, and it's not a normal negotiation.
It's stupid all the way across. I agree with you there.
And it's the power of the minority, right, Greg?
It is, but I think everyone in Washington needs to recognize we have an obligation not only to the American economy but to the global economy, and this is going to have a real serious impact unless something is resolved here. There are some rumors this morning about a six-week sort of patch to the system, but right now we're looking at a default a week from now, and that could have terrible consequences, not only in the U.S., but around the world. And I'm just shocked that we continuously get to this point in our system. There's something fundamentally wrong with brinksmanship when this much is at stake.
Well, it's interesting, Paul, over the last 24 hours, the Fisher House, Arnold Fisher and his group, are coming up with a $100,000 death benefit for families who are coming back from Afghanistan, their corpses are coming back from Afghanistan. And, you know, we all laughed about national parks, oh, big deal, but Utah's not laughing. They've asked for emergency funding because they've lost a huge portion of their income because of that.
Well, and I think a lot of these, you know, when you talk about closing down national parks, when you talk about closing down memorials, you know, I think a lot of that is just very... very small that we're going to say, okay, we're going to put barricades so you can't access these public lands that you could access without anybody before. I just think that is very, very small and really, you know, unfitting of a great leader and a great country. You know, I think I agree with Dick. We do need to sit down and start talking about some of these issues. So the Republicans have some valid points about what they think Obamacare is going to do to the country, about businesses now making economic decisions based on a law where they are going to be taking people from full-time status and putting them on part-time. Absolutely. We need to start talking about issues. We need to start talking about problems. We need to talk about how we fix our problems with debt so we don't have to increase the debt limit continuously and keep borrowing money from China and from people who really don't have America's best interests at heart. But instead of doing that, we're going to be intransigent. And, you know, I agree with Dick. It is on all sides. It's Congress. It's the Senate. It is the president. And really, when you look at our country, we are a much better nation than you could tell we are from our government.
Okay, but we have a time limit here. Mm-hmm. That's, the clock is ticking.
Yes,
and we need to get this done and then move on to dealing with other issues.
Yes, I agree with that totally. That's what I'm saying. This needs to happen. We need to resurrect statesmanship. It seems to have died in this country over the last few years. And Dick Bryan was on this show.
Don't we have to fix redistricting? If we want to do that, don't we have to fix redistricting?
Why?
Different method?
Why?
Because there are too many people with safe seats, Democrats and Republicans, that can vote whatever way they want.
Vote how their constituents want them to vote. That's the thing.
There's a basic flaw with that, though, that I have to bring up, and that's the apathetic constituents. A lot of people don't know what's going on, don't care what's going on until it hits their pocketbook, or they go to one of the parks, or they try to go fishing and can't go fishing on a lake.
Plus, this is a republic. You elect those representatives not to vote necessarily exactly how you want them to, because there is no consensus on exactly how you want them to vote, but they have to vote for the best process for their people and for the country.
But you look at the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives was set up to be the House closest to the people, mm-hmm. to make those decisions, to be a little more reactionary. The Senate was supposed to be the more state institution, and when we founded the country, it wasn't even a voted on position. It was appointed.
Just the last point here, which is that as long as you have the low figures for people voting in primary elections, you're mm-hmm. going to have this kind of craziness. Okay. And that's what we're got to leave it. We're out of time. Great panel. Great. Thank you all. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We want to floor you.
With carpet, area rugs, laminate, wood, bamboo, and cork.
We're Functional Designs. We floored more customers than any other store in Northern Nevada.
Sorry, big boys. And we've done it for less.
Our low overhead gives us the price advantage that we pass on to you. Check us out today. We're Functional Designs.
Ready to floor you with furniture, too. Amazing selections. We are Functional Designs. Small enough to serve you, big enough to please you. On Glendale, next to the river and GSR.
When you are late on your payments, your bills can multiply. That's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need at CashCo. There are no credit checks and no year-long contract. You can even apply by phone. All you have to do is write us a check and we'll hold it till payday. It's that simple. And with our quick approval process, you can get your money in as little as 15 minutes. So don't wait. When you think cash, think CashCo. With two Northern Nevada locations to serve you.
Now at Home Solutions at Ace. Save 20% on select Lane furniture. And check out this special Lane rocker recliner. Only $2.99. What's more, Home Solutions at Ace is the ultimate custom furniture dealer in Northern Nevada. With our custom Annabelle collection from Best Home Furnishing, you choose from over 700 fabrics, your arm, base, and wood design. So it's your design. With Oak Creek Custom, you choose your style, size, wood, your hardware, and your finish, making it truly yours. It's all here at Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store that contains an entire furniture center.
This Wednesday and Thursday,
save double.
Double. Double the discount, that's double the savings. Double the discount, that's double the savings.
More always has guaranteed low prices. But this Wednesday and this Thursday at More, we are doubling it.
That's right. It's two big days. Save on bedrooms, dining rooms, living rooms, name brand mattresses, and more kids and teens furniture.
Get double the discount, that's double the savings.
This Wednesday and Thursday at More Furniture for Less.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, next week we have Pedro Martinez and Barbara Clark. We have Sue Loudon and Al Stavitsky, Dean of the UNR Journalism School.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.